What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled "Thanks to everybody who donates on MGTOW TV, we finally found out the issue with why it takes such a long time to comment, upwards of like maybe 40 seconds. So as you guys know, when a lot of you would comment, you'd always say, hey, Amr, the commenting takes like 40, 50 seconds. You know, it's been that way for a long time. And, you know, behind the scenes, I was extremely busy trying to pinpoint where the bottleneck is that makes commenting take upwards of, you know, half a minute or even more. And yesterday during TFM's live stream, I was able to sit down and actually pinpoint the problem. The problem is the notification system, okay? Now, when you guys take notice of the notifications, the bell section, where it says somebody liked your comment, somebody commented on your video, stuff like that, that is the bottleneck. Apparently, we had about 13 million entries into the database going back over 2 years, and we had to delete all that stuff simply because the proper, you have to understand, guys, MGTOW TV is a software I bought off of the internet for like $99, okay? RoxyTube actually used the same software, if you guys remember RoxyTube, okay? They're out of business because, unlike me, they're not computer people. So, for a $100 software, MGTOW TV is doing pretty damn good. Now, granted, I customized the hell out of it in the past 5-6 years to make it function to where we want it to be. It's just that it's time-consuming to find all these problems. So as you guys know, when you go on MGTOW TV, put money into your wallets, you have an option to donate. That money comes to me. When that money comes to me, I'm able to take a day off of, you know, doing DoorDash. And, well, I'm not doing DoorDash anymore. I got deactivated from DoorDash because when I was in Washington, D.C., you know, whenever I go to Niggerville and I see fucking police and gunshots going off, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not going to die over a $10 order. And I'd, you know, cancel picking up from the restaurant. Apparently, if you have a cancellation rate over 10%, DoorDash will automatically deactivate you. And that's the end of your story with DoorDash. They don't care if you've been with them since day number one. They don't care if you have 11,000 orders with them, you know. And they always want to get new people who are desperate, mainly fucking H-1B visa Indians, to work for $1 a mile, or less than $1 a mile. But this video is not about DoorDash. So whenever you guys donate to MGTOW TV, this allows me to take time off so I can work on MGTOW TV. I did find, like I said, I found out the problem is I have to either write more efficient code, or we might have to like delete, you know, notifications after X amount of time. You know, maybe when you guys view the notification, like after that, by, you know, 72 hours, we can delete the notifications after you viewed it. If you have not viewed the notifications, then we can keep the notifications in the system maybe for a month and then delete them. So if any so after a month we delete all the notifications that are not in, that have not been seen but have been in the system for over a month, because like I said, we had 13 million entries of notifications in the system, and we have thousands and thousands of notifications. Again, every time a content creator adds a video, every time a somebody comments on a video, likes a video, those are all notifications, and those are thousands every day. Obviously, over 2 years, they become 13 million. This is why MGTOW TV is very, very slow because the notification system is bogging it down. Now, in a perfect world, I'd be able to update MGTOW TV, because you guys need to understand, because I bought MGTOW TV as a software, the vendor actually has software updates to MGTOW TV. You guys need to understand, MGTOW TV is about 5 or 6 updates behind the vendor, okay? Like the latest update from the vendor, which is like 3.1, that's perfect according to the vendor. That was available a couple of months ago, like 2025, early 2025. Well, MGTOW TV has not officially been updated since, I believe, 2021, 2022. We are still stuck on 2.1. And the reason why we're still stuck on 2.1 is that even though I can update MGTOW TV in like an hour, all the work I did, which is...
And she's like, I want to go see Ellen.
What the hell is that?
She's going to get out.
Oh my God. Dude, they park right next to me. It's like... Oh my God, it's like, holy shit, dude, this is fucking ridiculous. Let me get the fuck on out of here. Let me get the fuck on out of here. Holy shit, dudes. There's a whole fucking parking lot, and not only do they park next to me, they park so close to me that fucking the girl has opened her car door, she's about to hit my car. It's like, what is it with these fucking goitards, man? It's like, you literally have scores of parking spaces and then you decide to park like right next to me. Jesus fucking Christ, people are dumb. This is why I'm saying, guys, the vast majority of people out there, they need to die. Not because they're bad people, it's because they're simply not worthy of being fucking alive. And the bitch is totally unaware, man. She like parked right. It's like, your door is hitting my fucking car, bitch. You know, that's the lady behind me over there, you know. Fucking retards, you know. Anyways, going back to what I was saying. I can update MGTOW TV in like an hour. But all the work I did since the beginning of MGTOW TV in 2019, I have edited like hundreds of pages, modified tens of thousands of codes of line of codes, and all that will have to be not only put back with the new software, but it also has to be reapplied to the new updates, you know. So all the code and optimization I did for my current setup, which is 2.1, may not work with 3.1, which is the latest update from the vendor. So when you guys donate to MGTOW TV, this allows me to take the time off. I'm actually saving up to spend some time probably overseas where I have no choice. Because if I'm in America, I'm always going to be doing something like Roadie or Instacart, you know, quick cash, you know, shit like that. But if I'm overseas, I'm not obviously going to be doing Instacart or anything like that when I'm in fucking, you know, Mexico up in the mountains or in Ukraine. So I'm going to have no choice but to sit on my ass and update MGTOW TV once and for all. So I just wanted to say to everybody out there, your donations on MGTOW TV, they greatly help. And again, all the donations you make on MGTOW TV when you put money into your wallet, 100% of that donation comes directly to me. When it comes to me, I don't have to be doing this fucking bullshit right now. Like Instacart, where I'm at right now, waiting for a freaking order, this is a total and complete waste of my time. This is why I'm getting my CDL, so I know I'm gonna be making money, you know. But yeah, this whole gig economy thing, guys, it's over for it. Even if DoorDash didn't deactivate me because of Niggerville, it's all coming, it's all crashing down, dudes. Like, people are not gonna pay an extra 30, 40, 50% for shit that they can get on their own, especially when the economy is getting worse by the day. So anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and hopefully I'll see you soon with some updates, okay?